Shalom, shalom. Giving all praise to the Most High and to His Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class, men giving their lives for family, friends, and faith. This is the job that has been set before men of Israel, you know, is to give our lives for our brothers, our sisters, our wives, our children, and not just in a physical sense, but in an everyday sense. Brothers are getting tired because they're not understanding what their job is. They expect for their wife to do their job, the elders to do their job, the people in the world to do their job. Everybody has to do their job. But the men of Israel, when it comes to being a man for their family or being a man or taking care of their business, they don't want to fully do their job, but instead make excuses. You know. Give me Romans chapter 12 and verse 1.
The book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
Read.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
He say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. So we know that the scriptures are written in the manly form, but there are certain things meant for men and certain things meant for the women. The women have their job, but when you read this, read it again from the top.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
read on,
by the mercies of God,
read on,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Whose job is it to sacrifice? Yeah. You know, the sisters, yes, they have to make their sacrifices. But whose job is it? If the food don't get on that table, whose fault is it? If you're not prepared for the winter, whose fault is it? If you don't have gas in that car, whose fault is it? If those bills don't get paid, whose fault is it? And I know you want to blame your wife for everything, but if that house isn't clean, whose fault is it? Is it your wife's fault or is it your fault? See, it say, brethren, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Read.
Holy, acceptable unto God.
Read on.
Which is your reasonable service.
As men, we've been called to do a reasonable service of working day in and day out to provide for our families. What? To help our brothers out, to help our friends, to help the nation. You know, but even if you're looking at it on a basic level, even just for your family, you know, I work 7 days a week, you know what I'm saying? And I 12-hour days, Sabbath day, Sunday going out taking care of business. Then I still got to do the garden, cleaning and things like that at the house and everything. And this is the job that was put before me. Yeah, I could complain. You know, I see brothers doing even more work than me. Yeah, they could complain. But how is that complaining going to feed your family?
Right.
You know, too many brothers out here are complaining, and then they looking at it like it's not feeding and providing for their family. We have a job to do as the men of God. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1.
The book.
Go ahead.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.
Read.
We then as workers together.
Hold on. What did it say?
We then, as workers together with him.
Workers together with Christ. Brothers don't understand that when you put in brick, Christ is right beside you.
That's right.
Putting in the brick with you. He inside of you, in your spirit. You're never doing it alone. But when brothers don't believe in Christ, they feel alone. When they put in brick and they going hard and they working 12-hour days, 14-hour days, they barely get any sleep. Then they have to come home and take care of this, take care of that. The reason they get weary in their spirit is because they don't see Christ sitting right next to them. Read.
Beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain.
See, the thing is, some brothers want to utilize the grace of God, this time that we have to get ourselves right, the time you have where really you don't even know how to feed your family, but somehow your family getting fed. That's the grace of God. You don't even know how to grow a seed out the ground, but somehow your family's still eating vegetables. You don't know how to go catch fish, but somehow you can still eat fish. This is the grace of God. How else? How else can you not know how to do anything in your life, but somehow everything is taken care of for you? Utilizing the grace of God, man, in vain. Then you utilizing this time and you're not even getting your stuff in order. You just preparing yourself to be able to live this way for the rest of your life. And it's not going to be that way. Eventually, that grace run out. Read.
For he saith, I have heard thee in a time set.
Read on.
And in the day of salvation, have I secured thee.
Read on.
Behold, now is the accepted time.
He say, now is the accepted time. Read.
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
See, when you a man that understand time is valuable, you time pass like that. It do. So when it's saying now, it mean now. It don't mean 2,000 years ago. It don't mean 2,000 years from now. It means now. It's always now because time, it passed like that. If you working and you diligent, but if you lazy, see your days, they go by lazy, 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 lazy. And then your days just go by. But when you diligent, you working, man, 2 weeks is like that. Paychecks come like that. You be looking up, oh, Friday comes, Sabbath days come like that. Plants you planted in the ground, you thought you planted them yesterday, they're already grown in the trees, like that. When you diligent, read.
Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed.
See, give no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed for your laziness, for the fact that you don't want to put in the brick for your family. See, we encourage brothers to continue. Idle hands make the devil's plaything. What do that mean? Who is the devil? See, it's that devil inside of you. If your hands are idle, then that devil inside of you gets to working. That mind, that voice inside of you gets to hating on people. That voice inside of you gets to telling you to do things you ain't got no business when you idle. But when you stay busy and you love on your family, when you truly love your family, you always gonna stay busy. Read.
But in all things, approving ourselves.
In all things, approving ourselves, read.
As the ministers of God.
As the ministers of God. You got to prove yourself. Brothers looking at their family like they done already got it. You have to prove. You don't even own that family. The government own your family.
That's right.
What you strive, brothers don't understand, man. You working, and I'm going to pull out the scripture in a second. But you working to free your family from another man's table. And you don't even understand that. Your family right now is living under another man's table. And it's up to you and your diligence on how fast you can get them out of that man's table and into your house. Because even though they're living with you, even though they're living under your house, right now your family is eating off of another man's table. And it's up to your diligence so that you can get them out of that situation so that you can finally have your family under your table. But they're not under your table right now. I don't care who table they're eating off of them. They're not under your table. They under another man's table because you can't even provide for them. Read.
In much patience.
Read.
In afflictions.
Read.
In necessity.
Read on.
In distress.
See, it say in much patience. See, brothers lack patience. When you plant a seed in the ground, how fast would that seed grow? It take time. So brothers want that get rich quick scheme, but it take, you got to plant that seed. You know, whatever you invest in your money in, whatever you invest in your time in, whatever you invest in your labor in, it's going to take time to grow. But brothers, they want to see that fruit right away. If they don't see it right away, they give up. It say in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. You think I want to wake up at 5 o'clock every morning and go to work and not get home till 8 o'clock at night? Do you think I want to do that? Do I want to come home, falling asleep, taking care of my business? Having to examine my household after a 15-hour day, make sure things are clean. Then the weekend, go to Sabbath day. Go take care of the business. Go work for the Most High. Then Sunday, got other things, got business to take care of. Do you think this is what we want to do with our lives? All day, every day working? But in patience, in afflictions, in necessities, and in distresses. We do all things approving ourselves, even though we distress. That's give wild. Me Genesis 29 and 15.
book of Genesis, chapter 29, verse 15.
Read.
And Laban said unto Jacob,
read on.
Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for not?
Read on.
Tell me, what shall our wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel.
See, and we pull a lot of times when we looking at diligence, patience, working hard, loving your wife, we pull this a lot. But do we really understand what Jacob went through for the people that he loved? See, read.
Leah was tender-eyed.
Read on.
But Rachel was beautiful and well-favored.
Read on.
And Jacob loved Rachel.
Jacob did what?
Love Rachel.
What does it mean? What do you do when you love your wife? What things do you do for your wife?
Bring it
what,
up.
What sacrifices do you make when you show that you love your wife? We say it all the time. How do you show God you love him? Can you give him a hug? We say it all the time. But then we go and we want to act like we just supposed to automatically get the love of our families. And we're not supposed to sacrifice anything for that. He say, read on.
And said, I will serve thee 7 years.
Hold on. How long did Jacob serve?
7 years.
Jacob served day in and day out, 15 hours a day, no breaks, diligence. For how long?
7 years.
Read on.
For Rachel, thy younger daughter.
But see, some of us, we work for 4 days, 8 hour days, and then all of a sudden we tired, we need a day off.
That's right.
You know, some of us, we go years without days off, man. Some of us, it take 2 years before we finally get a day where we can go and we can just relax by a pool somewhere. It take years, you know. Read on.
And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me.
Read on.
And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel.
See, Jacob, he served. It didn't say he just went in and did his thing and he just chilled for 7 years. He was a servant.
That's right.
He was he was at beck and call for 7 years, read.
And they seemed unto him but a few days.
Hold on. Read that again.
And they seemed unto him but a few days.
See, that's the key part right there. See, one thing I'm going to tell you, when you're serving and you're serving with malice, or you're serving with laziness, or you're serving with, I don't want to do this, I hate my life, I hate that I have to do this. If you're serving like that, you might as well not even do it.
That's right.
It said Jacob served, but it seemed unto him as but a few days. It wasn't even bad for him. See, I'll go out there and I'll work them 12-hour days for my family. I'll come home and it seemed but a few hours, because I know when I come home, I get to kiss on that baby, kiss on the wife, take care of my business, come home to a loving family. That's it's right. But a few hours.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? But I'll make that sacrifice. Why? Because that's what a man does, sacrifice for his family. Read.
For the love he had to her.
See, brothers need to learn what that love is. How do you feel that love? Genesis 31 and 38.
The book of Genesis, chapter 31, verse 38.
Read on.
This 20 years have I been with
you. Hold on. How long was Jacob with Laban?
20 years.
How long did Jacob serve Laban?
20 years.
20 years, man. Can we imagine putting in diligent work for 20 years? And it wasn't even like Jacob was forced to beat her. Jacob was doing it because he loved his wife and his family that much that he went and he diligently worked for 20 years because of the love of his family. See, here in Babylon, you're forced to do it. You don't have no choice. You know, you either do it or you starve. See, Jacob, he had a choice. He could have left at any time and went back to his daddy house. And he would have had plenty of sheep and cattle and chickens and land and everything he needed. But he didn't. He sacrificed 20 years for his family. Read.
Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young.
Read on.
And the rams of thy flock have I not eaten.
Read on.
That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee.
Read.
I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night.
Read on.
Thus I was in the day. The drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes.
See what Jacob's saying, man? The diligence with which he served for 20 years, he say he was out there in the heat and in the snow. And when he was getting 5 hours, 6 hours sleep a night, 4 hours of sleep a night, waking up when the sun was coming up, going to sleep well after the sun was going down for 20 years. And he did it, and it felt like but a few days. Diligence, read. Read on. Verse 41. Read.
Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters.
He say he served 14 years for his two daughters, read.
And 6 years for thy cattle.
And then he served another 6 years so he could make sure he could take care of those two daughters. Read on.
And thou hast changed my wages 10 times.
What be happening to us out in that world?
Thou hast changed my wages 10 times.
See, Jacob was going through it too. We thinking Jacob, he was just serving and everything was good. Man, Jacob was getting afflicted.
Yeah.
But he stuck through it even though he was getting afflicted. Why? Because the love he had. He still stuck through it. See, some of us, we get talked to wrong by the boss one time and we ready to quit. We ready to be out of there. We ready to come home. We call it an early day and come home and cry to our wives. We can't even take it. He say he changed his wages 10 times and he stuck with it for 20 years. Read.
Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty.
Read on.
God has seen my affliction.
You say God has seen his affliction, read.
And the labor of my hands.
And the labor of his hands, read.
And rebuked thee yesternight.
See, he say the labor. Give me Galatians 6 and 7. He said the labor of his hands. He say the affliction that came upon him. But we can't be like our forefathers. Why? Because we've been spoiled. And that's one thing I've learned from having a child. Is that we spoil. Because, you know, when that baby starts screaming and you automatically come and pick her up all the time, then if you ever don't come pick her up, what's going to happen? She's going to be crying her little eyes out. Why? Because she's spoiled. She's used to it. She's used to somebody coming to save her. Every time she cry, every time she say something, she don't like something, every time she whimper, every time anything, if you come in and you save her, she's going to get used to it, and now she's spoiled.
No.
But see, when you leave her there to handle her own business and figure it out, eventually she gonna understand, man, I gotta figure out my own business. Some of these brothers need that. They need to figure things out for themselves. Read this. Galatians is after 2 Corinthians.
The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7.
Read.
Be not deceived.
Read on.
God is not mocked.
See, it say, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Read.
For whatsoever a man soweth,
read,
that shall he also reap.
So why are brothers expecting to reap more than what they have sown?
Because
that's a common thing in Israel. We have a disproportionate value of what we think we're supposed to reap based on what we think we've sown. We'll sow 4 hours of work into something and think we're supposed to reap 18 hours worth of profit.
Yeah.
And that's the way we've been trained, because that's just, I guess, some of us go to work and we don't even do that much work and we come home with a full paycheck. Right. And so we've been trained to think, oh, we just got to go show up and we're going to reap the benefits. This life, it take work. Read.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Read.
For he that soweth to his flesh.
He that soweth to his flesh, read.
Shall of the flesh reap corrupt.
See, if you always giving in to what your flesh want, your flesh want to be lazy, your flesh don't want to sacrifice, your flesh, you want to come home early, your flesh don't want to go out there and grind for your family, your flesh don't want to go plant some seeds in that garden. Your flesh don't want to take care of the fruits that you planted in the ground and water them every day. Your flesh don't want to make sure the animals are good. Your flesh don't want to be looking for no land to buy for your family. Your flesh don't want to be trying to fix up a trailer for your family. Your flesh don't want to do these things. You want to sow to that flesh, you're going to reap everything you sowing into that flesh. You're going to reap all the lack of diligence you sowed into your flesh. Read.
But he that soweth to the spirit.
But when you sowing into that spiritual side of your life, when you continuously sowing into preparation, continuously sowing into making sure your family is taken care of, continuously sowing into making sure your household is clean, continuously sowing into making sure that your work life is on point, making sure that you're going to work every day, that you have a good relationship with your boss, that you're not lazy, that you're not showing up late, that you're not leaving a bad report everywhere you go. When you sowing into the spiritual side of your life, read.
It shall of the spirit, it reap life everlasting.
See, when you sowing into your spirit, you're going to reap. How can you reap death from diligence? How can you reap death from making sure that you're on time when you're going places? How can you reap death from making sure that you're planting when planting season is coming? How can you reap death from doing research on how to build things in your house to make sure that things are taken care of? How can you reap death from those things? This is life everlasting. Read.
And let us not be weary in well doing.
See, but that's the problem with Israel. They do not get tired of doing things, wicked things. They do not get tired of doing fun things. But when it comes to good things, they get weary really fast. When it comes to taking care of business, they get tired real quick. But let it be barbecue time, and it's not going to be tired no more.
That's right.
You know, let it be time to go out to the movies. It's not tired no more. Let it be time to crack open a few beers, and all of a sudden you're not tired anymore. But let it be time to make sure your family got some tomatoes when tomato season come. Now all of a sudden you're tired. Now all of a sudden you can't get up. Now all of a sudden, I've been working all day. Now all of a sudden you're too tired. But when your homeboys want to crack open that beer, it don't matter if you're at 14 hours a day, you're going to come home, you're going to go over homeboy house and crack that beer open. Read.
For in due season we shall reap.
Read.
If we faint not.
See, he say in due season you will reap the benefits of your reward. But some brothers don't have faith. Why? Some brothers look at themselves in the mirror and they see a failure. You know? That me, I don't. I see success. That's why when I know when I put that seed in the ground, it's going to grow. I know when I do it myself and I take care of the business and I know my hands are put to that plow, it's going to succeed because I see success. Some brothers, they look at themselves and they see failure, so they don't even want to try. And that's self-hatred. When you have self-hatred, you hate on your own brothers as well. Read.
As we have therefore opportunity.
Read on.
Let us do good unto all men.
Read on.
Especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Give me Ephesians 5:22.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5:22.
Read.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands.
See, how we all want our wives to submit. We always want to read our brothers coming into the truth, first time in the truth. They first scripture they know, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Read.
As unto the Lord.
See, but the thing is, how is your wife going to submit to you if you aren't sacrificing the way you're supposed to sacrifice for her? So she's supposed to submit to you, but read on.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
Hold on, what is the husband supposed to do?
The husband is the head of the wife.
Let me ask you a question about your head. What's inside your head? It's your brain, right? Do your brain ever go to sleep? Do it ever sleep? No, you sleep, but your brain, it never sleep. Your brain got to keep that heart pumping. Your brain got to keep your lungs breathing. Your brain got to make sure your cholesterol is right. Your brain got to make sure your whole body is hitting on all cylinders. So we want to be the head of the wife, but we want to be sleep. Then how can she have a properly running body? How can your household be in order if the brain don't even want to do what the brain want to do, but you expecting the hand to do its job and the foot to do its job and the torso to do its job, but the brain want to be sleep? See, the brain can never sleep. I can never sleep. I can never sleep. I have to be making sure, hey, this is taken care of. I'm calling my wife. Hey, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you take care of this? Hey, let me know when it's done. Set an alarm. We got to make sure it's done. We got to make sure. Wait, let's set an alarm. We set a schedule. We going on this day. We're going to take care of this. The brain can never sleep. Read.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
Read on.
Even as Christ is the head of the church.
Even as Christ is the head of the church. Read.
And he is the savior of the body.
You are the savior of your wife. So how can you be the savior of your wife? You can't even save her because you're not even trying. You expecting her to save herself. I'm telling you, you can't expect your wife to just be on point. It's your job to be on point. And if she don't follow, man, hey, you buried him. You know what I'm saying? If she's lacking in the area, your job is to go fill in that area, man. Don't be looking at her crazy and talking to her crazy. Oh, man, you supposed to be able to do this. You supposed to be able to do that. No, you go fill in that area. You chose to marry her. So as the head, go fill it in. That's your job. We don't get sleep. We men of God. We sacrifice. We don't get sleep. Read.
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ.
As the church is subject unto Christ, read.
So let the wife be to their own husband in everything.
See, when your wife see you come in and step in and taking care of business, it's going to make her want to be more diligent. But if you want to start keep on putting jobs off on her and making her do this and then being in your emotions about stuff, she ain't never going to want to do it. She going to want to follow example. If my wife don't do something right, you know what I say? Hey, don't worry about it, babe. I come home. I do it myself. I come home and do it myself. She say, oh, well, you know, I want to do it. I want to see. She want to learn because she see me putting my hands to the plow.
That's right.
She see me being the brain of the operation. So she want to learn. Read.
Husband, love your wife.
Hold on. What a husband supposed to do?
Love your wife.
How can you say you love your wife and you not doing everything in your power to give her everything she need? How? And the thing is, you thinking just because she got some food and she got some water and some clothes that she got everything she need. That's a lazy brother, man. She need more. You know, your wife should not be living like a slum dog. You know, that's why we work so hard as we do to give our wives that better life, to give our children the best life they can possibly have. I would love to see my wife have a diamond necklace around her neck. You know what I'm saying? Love to see my wife have the jewelry that she want to have or drive the nice car she want to drive. That's what the sacrifice is for. You know what I'm saying? To be able to give her a home horse. If she want to ride a horse, give her her own horse. You know what I'm saying? Give her her own little plot of land that she can grow her own stuff in. You know, this is the sacrifice. Read.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
Read on.
And gave himself for
it. And it say Christ gave himself for the church. So what are we supposed to do? See, you're supposed to give yourself for your wife.
That's right.
You're supposed to give up your life so that your wife can have a better one. That's what our job is. You give up your life so that your children can have a better one.
That's right.
But see, brothers in the truth are selfish. They thinking the kingdom is for them. See, the kingdom is not meant for us. It's meant for the ones after us. It's meant for the ones under us. We build it, they enjoy it. That's the job. You signed up for the job. If you don't want the job, go back in the world and enjoy the kingdom they give you out there. Go to Six Flags, Fiesta, Texas. Get you a pretzel. Go do your thing.
Bring it out.
You know what I'm saying? But you come into this job, you have a job. Read.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Read.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church. See, when you put in the brick and you put in the sacrifice and you put in the work, when your household is up to par, You reap those benefits now. You present it to yourself as a glorious thing. Now when you come home from a long day of work and you sit down, it ain't hell in there no more. Your wife, she done seen you come in and do the work. She done seen you sacrifice. Now she, when you come home, she got the dinner right there for you. You're like, yeah, okay, man, I didn't even ask you to do it. Oh, yeah, but I seen that you was coming home making your own dinner. I didn't want you to have to do that. You know what I'm saying? I seen that you came home and you planted the garden yourself and you've been taking care of it. I went ahead and reaped some of the stuff out of there and cooked it up for you, made you a nice little meal right there. Now you get to reap those benefits. But if you never put in the work, you never reap those benefits. Read.
Not having spot or wrinkle.
Read on.
for any such thing.
Read on.
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
Holy and without blemish. Read.
So ought men to love their wives.
Read on.
As their own body.
Read on.
He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
See, the brothers that don't, they don't take care of these things, they really don't care about themselves. These are the ones that never really took care of themselves. They never really cared. So when their wife come, they thinking that they about to just keep on living the same life. They never really cared about themselves. Read.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh.
But some do. Some really just don't give a damn. Some don't care. Read.
But nourishing and cherishing.
See, this is, you're supposed to nourish and cherish. Read.
Even as the Lord, the church.
See, this is the brick you're supposed to put in, man. Some brothers, they can't, they don't have a nourishing or a cherishing bone in their body. They can't do it, you know. And, it, you know, there's some emotion when it comes to that. But also it comes into, when you show by example, the sacrifices you make for your family. That is nourishing, cherishing. When your wife see you diligently taking, never, you come home, you immediately like, babe, I got more work to do. I take a shower and I got more work to do. She like, damn, okay, well, let me make sure I'm on my stuff. You know what I'm saying? You, the day off, you know, it's Sunday, it's a day off. I ain't got a day off today. I got to go take care of some more stuff. She going to be like, well, can I come with you? I'll help you. That's, see, when you showing that, read.
For we are members of his body.
She going to become a member of your body. If you be in the head, she going to become a member. Read.
Of his flesh.
Read on.
And of his bones.
Read on.
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh.
Read on.
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
So you say you speak concerning Christ and the church. Read.
Nevertheless, that every one of you in particular, so love his wife even as himself.
So the thing is, it say you're supposed to love your wife even as you love yourself. That means you need to take care of your wife as you would take care of your own body. Take care of your family as you would take care of your own business. You go to that job and you take care of that stuff, right? Why don't you come home and take care of your house the same way you take care of your job? Why do you expect your house to take care of itself? That's insanity. You're going to go to that job. You're going to go in there. You're going to diligently make sure you pre-clean up. You're going to make sure that you take care of the business, and you're going to make sure you clean up afterward. You're going to make sure you don't leave a mess in the break room. You're going to make sure you don't leave a mess in that bathroom. You're taking care of the business. You're always communicating with your boss and taking care of everything. Then you come home, and the house is supposed to clean itself. And everything's just supposed to be on point, and you don't have to do nothing. Read on.
And the wife, see that she reverence her husband.
It's pay the wife is supposed to respect her husband, but respect is not given, it's earned. You know, you don't just marry her and all of a sudden she's supposed to just respect you because you're a man.
Yeah.
She has to see that in you, that it deserves that respect. She has to see it. Otherwise, she'll never respect you. And you'll hate yourself for it. You'll hate her for it. And you'll know she don't respect you. You'll hate yourself and you'll hate her for it. See, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 5.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 5, in stripes, in imprisonment.
It say in stripes, in imprisonments. Read.
In tumult, in labor, in watchings, in fasting.
It say all these things, you know, the struggles we go through, the imprisonment. You know, the imprisonment, you know, it may not just be the prison house. I mean, imprisonment, you in slavery today. Every day you go into work, this is imprisonment, tumults, the labors, the watchings, the fastings. Give me Isaiah 56 and 10. It say through all these things, we supposed to endure.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 56 and verse 10.
Read.
His watchmen are blind.
Who are these watchmen? Is it just leaders? Is it just leadership in your camp? Is that the only watchman? Are you not the leader of your house?
No.
You are the watchman of your house. It say his watchmen are blind, man. You don't even know how to warn your family about things coming. You don't know how to prepare your family. You don't know how to blow the trumpet. You don't know how to make sure your family prepare for action. You don't even have no bags ready for if you ever had to get out the house. You don't have a protection weaponry available to protect your household if anything goes down. You don't have any backup gasoline containers, any generators to make sure you still have power. You just if Esau shut down the water supply, you just wouldn't be taking showers. You just wouldn't know what to do. You know, watchmen are blind, man. Read.
They are all ignorant.
And that's another problem with our people is we are ignorant as a nation. We don't know nothing. And we refuse to learn. That's ignorance is not lack of knowledge. Ignorance is refusal to learn knowledge. You know what I'm saying? You have all the options available to you to learn how to take care of your house and your family, and you refuse to learn it. Read.
They are all dumb dogs.
Hold on. What are the men in the households? Read.
Are all dumb dogs.
Read.
They cannot bark.
They cannot bark. Read.
Sleep.
Hold on. What are the brothers doing?
Sleep.
Read on.
Lying down.
Read on.
Loving to slumber.
A lot of brothers, they'll utilize that pity, man. They'll be like, man, I've been working so hard. I'm so tired. This, that, and the third. They like that. It's like they like that all the time. Loving to slumber. But it'd be like they work the least. They'll be, oh, I'm so tired. I'm just tired, man. Oh, man, everything. You know what I'm saying? Been working so hard, and they probably work the least. But they'll utilize that. They'll pull on them heartstrings. Why? Because they just want to lay around. They don't want you to say nothing to them about it. Read on.
Yay. They are greedy dogs which can never have enough.
They'll never be satisfied with the lack of work they have to do. They'll always want to be more lazy. Always want to be more being able to do whatever they want to do. Always. They'll never be satisfied and be like, you know what? I'm at peace with where my situation is at. Read.
And they are shepherds that I cannot understand.
They're shepherds that cannot understand what they need to do. Read.
They all look to their own way.
Hold on. What are brothers doing?
They all look to their own way.
See, it's not just brothers just looking towards the way for their family. They looking towards the way for themselves. It ain't even about the family anymore. As long as the family got food on their plate, clothes on their back, and some place to take a shower, they don't even be worried about it no more. They don't want to advance their family. They don't want to give them a better situation. They don't want to give them something in the future. They don't want to leave nothing for their children. As long as they can feed their children while they're alive, they're good. They're not worried about it. Read.
Everyone for his gain.
Everyone for his own gain. Read.
From his quarter.
Selfish Israelites. Read.
Come ye, say they. I would fetch wine.
See, they love that wine, though. They love that relaxation. They love that party. They love hanging out. They love not being diligent. Read.
And we will fill ourselves with strong drink.
Read on.
And tomorrow shall be as this day.
And that's one thing about these brothers, man, is that in their mindset, even though they want to come and they want to say, oh, Babylon is falling. Yahweh Shai is coming back. We going to take the kingdom. This, that, a third. In their mind, they saying tomorrow shall be as this day. Read on.
And much more abundant.
And then they want to believe that tomorrow shall be as this day, but hopefully also I'm going to be making a bigger paycheck.
Bring up.
Hopefully also I'm going to be making more money in Esau kingdom. Hopefully also I'm going to be able to buy these nice things that I want to buy. But I thought Babylon was falling, brother. Where was that? Where is that? They say Babylon is falling, but their actions represent something different. Give me Acts chapter 5 and verse 29.
The book of Acts, chapter 5 and verse 29.
Read.
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
They say we ought to obey God rather than men. See, the thing is, a lot of people, they are looking to please men. That's why they don't see Yahweh Shai sitting right next to them. When they doing their work and they taking care of their business, they don't see Yahweh Shai sitting next to them because they're not doing it for Yahweh Shai. They doing it to look good for somebody. Read. Read on.
The God of our fathers raised up Yahweh Shai.
Read on.
Whom ye slew and hang on a tree.
Read on.
Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
See, the Yahawashah, he gave his life so that the nation could have repentance. Are we not doing the same thing for our families? We give our lives day in and day out, sacrificing our time, sacrificing our energy, sacrificing our sleep, sacrificing our own intake of nutrients, food, so that our wife and our child can have the opportunity to learn and to grow in this truth and to be better Israelites. That's what we're doing. We're doing it for them. Read.
And we are his witnesses of those things.
Read on.
And so is his Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him.
All it takes is to just be obedient, and the Lord will give you his spirit.
That's right.
That's all it takes.
Right.
And you don't even have to be extra to do it. You can just be whatever you, and we're going to go into it today, you can just be whatever you need to do. Every man has his different job. If you just do your job and be obedient to that job, the spirit of God will come upon you. You don't have to be extra. You don't have to be the top dog.
That's right.
Read on.
When they had heard that.
See, when they hear that, though, read.
They were cut to the heart.
Read on.
And took counsel to slay them.
See, when they hear about somebody get diligent, it cuts them, it'll always cut them to the heart, man. Isaiah 53:1. Why? Because they know that it's not. That's why, brothers, you know, one thing I always say, especially when I'm on the street and I look somebody in the eye, and I tell them, you know what you're doing ain't right. You know it. Why? Because my words are cutting you to the heart. You know it. You ain't got to argue me down. And I tell that to my wife, too. I be dealing with my wife, and I tell her, too. If I'm dealing with her and she arguing with me, I'll tell her, look me in my eyes. You know what you're saying ain't right. And she'll be like, ah. Because she know it. It cuts her to the heart, you know. And that's why they argue. Read.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 1.
Read.
Who hath believed our report?
Who hath believed our report? Read.
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Read on.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness.
See, when we growing in this truth and we increasing and we coming out of that dry ground, we not coming to be looked upon by men. See, read.
And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
See, we're not doing it for fame and glory. Read on.
He is despised.
Hold on. What are the men of God going to be?
He is despised.
Read on.
And rejected of men.
Read on.
A man of sorrow.
Hold on. What is a man of God going to be?
A man of sorrow.
Read on.
And acquainted with grief.
And acquainted with grief. This is the sacrifice we make as men for our families. Men of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Every day, waking up. Every day, going to sleep late. Every day, not getting sleep. Every day, going hungry sometimes. Every day, having to stay up and read your Bible. Every day, when you have a day off, having to go take care of business. Every day, having to remember every little thing that you need to do for your household. Every day, making sure you're preparing for the future. See, every day we acquainted with these things. Read.
And we hid as it were our faces from him.
Read on.
He was despised.
Read on.
And we esteemed him not.
See, Yahawashah did this for us. And we esteemed him not. Read.
Surely he had borne our grief.
Hold on. What is it the job of the man to do for his family?
He had borne our grief.
Read on.
And carried our sorrow.
A real man is always going to be able to tell his wife, don't worry about it, babe. I got it.
No.
That's a real man. Bear the grief. Bear the sorrows. Nothing your wife should go through. You shouldn't be there to hold her up and make sure she get through it and bear her grief. Read.
Yet we did esteem him stricken.
Yet we did esteem him stricken. Read.
Smitten of God and afflicted.
Read on.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
See, he was wounded for our sins. So what are we supposed to do for our family, for our friends, for our nation? We supposed to take those stripes. We supposed to take those wounds for them. Sacrifice ourselves for them. Read.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
Read on.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
See, when you take that sacrifice for your family, you giving your family the opportunity to heal. You healing your wife. You healing your child every time you sacrifice.
Bring it out.
Read.
All we like sheep have gone astray.
Read.
We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all.
See, it say when you dealing with your family, the iniquity of your house gets laid on you. So it's your responsibility when your house ain't in order. It's your responsibility when your house ain't clean. It's your responsibility when your family ain't eating healthy. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility when you ain't got good clothes on your back. It's your responsibility when your power ain't on. It's your responsibility. Read on.
He was oppressed.
Read on.
And he was afflicted.
Read on.
Yet he opened not his mouth.
Why are we a nation of complainers? We oppressed and afflicted, and all you hear is yab, 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 yab.
Bring that up.
Complaining. Instead, see, when a brother complained, I would be totally cool if a brother complained, but then he say, you know, Esau beating my back in, but then every time you see him, he pushing his business so he can get out of that condition. I'd be like, okay, he complaining, but he also showing forth his work as to get out of that situation. But you hear brothers complaining, and then they'll just go, and then they'll be like, yeah, well, I guess I'll just drink a couple beers and go to sleep. I'm like, what was the point of you saying all those things? Why not just live your life? Read.
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
Read on.
And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb.
Read on.
So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation?
Read on.
For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken.
This is the suffering that our Lord went through for us because of our transgression. See, and we think we're not supposed to do this for our family, for our nation. See, when our family messes up, you think you're not supposed to go and bear that for them? If you come home and your house is not in order, you think you're not supposed to go get on your knees and clean it yourself?
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to do. This is your job. You know what I'm saying? So why are we all of a sudden wanting to put things off on somebody else? Read on.
And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth.
See, that is what makes a man a man. It said he had done no violence, done no evil, done no sin, neither was there any malice, hatred, lies in his mouth. He was pure through all his afflictions. Read.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
See, the thing is, man, you're not just going to get the kingdom and you're just going to be scratch free.
Yeah.
You're not going to get your family into the greatest nation on earth at the highest place among the stars without getting some bruises and some scratches on you. Read.
He had put him to grief.
Read on.
But thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed.
See, when we make our soul that offering, we shall see our seed. Read.
He shall prolong his days.
And we shall prolong our days. Read.
And the pleasures of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
See, the Most High God say we're going to get all the pleasures of the Lord when we give, when we sacrifice ourselves. Read.
He shall see of the travail of his soul.
See, we shall see the fruits of all the work that we put in for our families. Read.
And shall be satisfied.
See, we shall be satisfied. You'll be able to be satisfied with the fruits that you gain. Read.
By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many.
Read on.
For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great.
He say, once you go through all these afflictions and suffering, he gonna divide you a portion with the great. Read.
And he shall divide the spoil with the strong.
Read on.
Because He had poured out his soul unto death.
And it don't take much. All it take is just always keep your hands doing something. That's all it take. Just find something for your hands to do. But we got too much idle hands. Too much idle time. Read.
And he was numbered with the transgressors.
Read on.
And he bare the sin of many and made intercessions for the transgressors.
Made intercession for the transgressors. Give me Revelations 3 and 14.
The book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 14.
Read.
And unto the angel of the church at Laodicea write, these things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works.
See, this is what the Most High say. I know thy works. Read.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
He say that thou art neither cold nor hot. That means you really don't know what you want to do in your life. Sometimes you diligent in your work. Then it lasts for about a week. And then you go right back to being lazy. Right back to going back to the way you used to do things.
Yeah.
Read on.
I would thou were cold or hot.
He would rather that you either, you know, get on your stuff or forget about the truth. You know, there is no point of you being in the truth, you knowing about the truth, if you're not going to do anything with it. There's no point. He would rather you go and leave that space for somebody else.
That's right.
Read.
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot.
Read on.
I will spew thee out of my mouth.
You'll never make it. Read on.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with good.
See, some people, they look at their life and they thinking they got it. Read.
And have need of nothing.
Because they can just go get some Walmart food. And they got some water and some clothes. Read.
And knoweth not that thou art wretched.
Hold on. What are these brothers?
Thou art wretched.
Read on.
And miserable.
Read on.
And poor.
Read on.
And blind.
Read on.
And naked.
Brothers don't even realize that they all these things. Poor, blind, naked, wretched, miserable. They are. But they cover it up with excuses because they don't want to do anything with their life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Give me 2 Corinthians 6 and 6. We good on Jude. Give me 2 Corinthians 6 and 6.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6 and verse 6.
Read on.
By pureness,
read.
By knowledge.
Read on.
By long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned.
These are all the characteristics of a man. Pureness, knowledge, long suffering, kindness, by the Holy Spirit, and love unfeigned. That unfeigned, it means without hypocrisy.
That's right.
Without lies. See what I'm saying? Read on.
By the word of truth.
By the word of truth. Read.
By the power of God.
By the power of God. Read.
By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
Give me 1 Corinthians 12 and 1.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. Verse 1.
Read.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
He say concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you not seeking for the knowledge. Read.
Ye know that ye are Gentiles.
Ye were Gentiles. Read.
Carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led.
We were all once in that world. Read.
Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Yahawashah a curse.
See, when you're speaking by the Spirit of God, you never going to speak against what we teach you here. You're never going to speak against diligence. You're never going to speak against preparing for your household. You're never going to speak against those things. Read.
And that no man can say that Yahawashah is the Lord.
Read on.
But by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts.
Now see, that's the thing. Not everybody is going to be diligent in their own way. Yeah, of course you got to get your house clean. Yes, of course you got to make sure your family is food and water and things like that. But some people are going to be, read this, read on.
And there are differences of administration.
Read on.
But the same Lord.
Read on.
And there are diversities of operation.
Read on.
But it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Read.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Whatever gift you were given, it was given so that you can profit the nation of Israel and your family. Read.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom.
See, some people, they was put on this earth to give guidance to the nation. Read on.
To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
Some people, they was put on this earth to teach the nation knowledge. See, not everyone was given the same task, was given the same gift to do. Read.
To another, by faith, the same Spirit.
To another, their task is simply to increase the works that they do, their faith, to come and be a soldier. Read.
To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
So another person, their diligence, their task is to teach. Not everybody has the same task. When you showing forth your good works and showing forth your diligence, it's not going to look the same as the next guy. One guy, his diligence is he has to stay in his Bible reading all the time because he has to make sure he's bringing out the classes. Another guy, his diligence is he has to make sure he's always doing research on a specific type of business he's trying to open so he can open that business and help the nation or help his family. You know, another guy, his diligence is that he got to make sure he's always studying how to plant seeds in the ground because he wants to be a farmer and give food for his family and for the nation. That's another right. Person, his diligence, you know, everybody, another person, his diligence is study medicine. He just studies. He reads books on medicine. He reads books on how to heal the human body so that if any situation comes to pass, he can make sure that he can take care of those things. Not everybody's diligence is the same, but diligence is always diligence. Read.
To another, the working of miracles.
Read on.
To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretations of tongues.
Read on.
But all these working that one and the self-same Spirit.
See, but it don't matter what job you have, you always going to be working. Some people, they want to say, well, my job is not the same as yours, but you sit on the couch. I guess your job is couch potato. See, We can't have no couch potatoes. Read.
Dividing to every man severally as he will.
Give me 2 Corinthians 6 and 8.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 8.
Read on.
By honor and dishonor.
See, honor and dishonor. See, some brothers, we supposed to receive that honor, and then instead they give us dishonor. Read.
By evil report.
Read on.
And good report.
See, when you're supposed to receive that good report, but people bringing that evil report upon us. Read.
As deceivers.
See, they want to say that we deceive. Read.
And yet true.
Yet we speak the truth. We speak in the truth. Read.
As unknown and yet well known.
Read on.
As dying and behold, we live as chastened and not healed.
See, the thing is, even though you're going through these sufferings, man, you still going to make it through.
That's right.
It say dying, behold, we still live. Dying daily, but we still live. Chastened, but ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm not killed. No matter how much rebuke, no matter how many things go on, I'm still fighting. Exodus 20 and 17.
The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 17.
Read.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house.
See, that's a problem with Israel, though. When they not dying, when they not giving their life, when they not suffering, when they not being chastised, and they see the brother over there, he is suffering, he is dying daily, he is being chastised, he is fighting through it. What happened is that brother, they're not putting in the work, he going to start coveting.
Yeah.
He going to see, damn, man, that brother, his fruits are starting to come through. Oh, man, that brother, his business is starting to pop off. Man, that brother, his investments are starting to come through.
Right.
Man, that brother, oh, his strength in the spirit is starting to come up, and they start to envy. Read.
Thou should not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Then the brother, it could be your neighbor's wife, or it could be the spirit your brother got. It could be the job your brother got. It could be the lifestyle your brother got. Coveting it. Wanting what he got without putting in the brick. Read.
Nor his manservant.
Read on.
Nor his maidservant.
And I'm telling you, this is coming. One of these days, man, some of these brothers are going to end up as men servants and maid servants.
Yeah.
It happens. Israelites can be men servants and maid servants. What's going to happen is the brothers that are diligent, they're going to end up hiring the brothers that aren't.
That's right.
The brothers that got their ducks in a row, they done bought themselves some land, they done took care of their business, they got their ducks in a row. The brothers that didn't do those things, they're going to say, okay, well, you can come on my land, you can work for me out here, and I'll let you eat, and I'll give you food, and I'll give you land, and I'll give you cattle and stuff. But you're going to have to serve me for some time. And that, a lot of brothers, they're not going to have pride on them, and they're not going to be down for that. They're just going to rather starve than go serve another brother. Read.
Nor his ox.
Nor his ox, read.
Nor his ass.
Read on.
Nor anything that is thy neighbor.
Nor anything that is thy neighbor's, but brothers going to have that covetous. Why? Because they don't want to put in no work. Proverbs 14 and 30. They don't want to sacrifice for their family. So they going to watch their family. And the thing is, when you see your wife looking on, brother, his family, they living good because he sacrificed and he gave in. Then your wife going to be looking at them like, man, why don't we have none of those things? Why didn't the Lord bless us with those things? You got to look at her and say, well, because I'm lazy. You know what I'm saying? Read on.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 30.
Read.
A sound heart is the life of the flesh.
See, when you have peace in your mind and you have peace in your life with the things you do, you're going to have life in your flesh. Read.
But rottenness.
But envy. When you have envy, jealousy of what your brother got, read.
Of the bones.
It's the rottenness of your bones, man. You're going to be ill, have an evil, malice spirit inside of you. Give me Matthew 25. Matthew 25 and verse 1.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 25 and verse 1.
Read that.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto the virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish.
See, you're going to have, everybody coming and taking their lamps to go meet the bridegroom, right? Everybody got getting filling their lamps to go meet the bridegroom. But half of them going to be wise, and half of them are going to be foolish.
That's
foolish. Read.
They that were foolish took their lamps.
Read on.
And took no oil with them.
See, they that were foolish, they did not put in that work. They did not sacrifice for their family. They did not. They was getting 9-10 hours of sleep every night. They wasn't reading their Bibles. They wasn't making sure that they was putting up money for their family. They wasn't making sure that they was taking care of their business. Read.
But the wise ones
read.
Took oil in their vessels and Salakia with their lamps.
See, the wise ones, though, they made sure they was putting things up. They made sure that they was losing sleep for their family. They was making sure they was staying in their scriptures. They was making sure that they was growing. They was making sure that they was putting things up. Read.
While the bridegroom tarried.
Read on.
They all slumbered and slept.
Read on.
And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him.
See, there's going to be a time when this place shut down, man. And it's going to be a time for us to finally come into our own. Read.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamp. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
See, the foolish, they're going to be coming to the wise. They're going to be begging. Begging for food. Begging for water. Begging for supplies. Begging for these things. Read.
But the wise answered. answered, saying, not so.
See, the wise, they're going to say, no, I can't read.
Lest there be not enough for us and you.
I got to take care of my family.
That's right.
How can I give to you and then watch my family starve? Read.
But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
See, that's why, you know, people say, where you get that? I say the store, the same store you can get it from. You know what I'm saying? You know, he said, go and buy, get it for yourself. Go out there. I'm not going to build your business for you. I'm not going to make sure your house is stocked up for you. You go get it the same way I got it. Read.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage.
And see, those that were ready, went to the marriage. Read.
And the door was shut.
Read on.
Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
See, it's saying, what? See, you don't know when this place is going to shut down.
That's right.
You don't know when it's going to be time for you to make sure you can feed your family. You don't know. And it can happen like that. One day you can go to the store. The next day all the stores shut down. Then you're going to be looking like, well, where's the 1-800 get some food hotline? There ain't one. You're going to be like, well, how they expect us to eat? It's not their job. They're not concerned with you. Well, but I thought they were supposed to feed us. No, you're supposed to feed yourself.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? What, you thought they were just going to take care of you for the rest of your life? Change your diaper? You know, we men. Read. Oh, 2 Corinthians 6 and 10, my bad.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 10.
Read.
As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things.
See, there's something to be said about being happy with the condition that you're in. You know what I'm saying? You can't just always be envying for what somebody else got. Just be happy with what you got. And you're going to find a happier life. And you're going to find that you have more than what you think you have. Read.
O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. Yea, are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels.
See, every man has to provide for his own house, for his own life, for his own soul, for his own diligence. Read.
Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged.
Read on.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelief.
See, some people, they got to leave their friends alone.
Yeah.
Because their friends are lazy.
Their
friends are not diligent. Their friends don't want to set up their businesses. Their friends don't want to get on their grind. Their friends, they just want to sit around and watch TV and smoke dope or drink or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you got to get away from that environment so you can succeed. Read.
That's right.
You know.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
What fellowship has a man that is diligent with a lazy man? Read.
And what communion has light with darkness?
Read on.
And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?
See, a man that believeth, he gonna act like he believes. He going to say, okay, I believe that this is going to happen soon, so let me prepare for that thing to happen. What agreement has a man that is preparing, a believer, with a man that does not believe and does not prepare? Read.
And what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people.
Read on.
Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
See, the Lord say, come out from among this place. Come out from among your friends. Come out from among the lack of diligence. Come out from among the being sucked into the television. Come out from among that and touch not the unclean thing, and you will be received. Read.
And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
So Israel, the thing is, men, Israelite men, step up. You know, we have a job to do. We was called, we was born with the blood in our veins to do a job. So stop acting like it's such a hassle and such a chore to do your job. On that, we say shalom.
Shalom.